Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Well, around here, John Deere starts with P&K, and we're proud to be Oklahoma's largest John Deere dealer with 16 locations in Oklahoma and another two in Arkansas. Our tractor lineup is stacked with capacity and versatility. We've got the largest selection, the lowest industry prices, and top-notch service. It's all a part of the P&K experience. We're changing what it means to really own your John Deere tractor. At P&K, you can afford it. So stop by or visit us online at pkequipment.com. You'll find the tractor you need at the price you want.
Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is coaxium wheat production system driven by aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find coaxium varieties near you. coaxium.com. Coaxium, cleaner fields, higher yields.
Well, cattle futures were relatively quiet to finish the day, just slightly on both sides of unchanged on the live cattle. So August live cattle were at 100 even, down 20. We did have some 105 and 106 cash trade yesterday, so maybe thinking that it would be higher today, but that's where we settled down slightly. October down, or excuse me, up 15 at 98.65. It's really hard to say that sub 100 number there, but 98.65. And then December's 104.32, which is down 22 on the day. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, were 30 to $1.10 higher, with most of the strength in the August contract, up 110 at 135.57. Boxed beef at midday was higher again. It was up 277 at 235.11 there. So if you go back to the low, which was set on July 29th at 212, all the way to today's 235, that's roughly $23 in about 3 weeks. So pretty strong rally here in the last couple of days, $10 or $15 a rally after this Tyson plant fire. So a lot going on there, really spreading out there between the choice and box select box beef rallying and then the live cattle cash selling off. So a lot of questions being raised in regard to that. December hogs today were down $1.57 at $63.20.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. The 23rd annual Big Event Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches coming up on the 16th, 17th of August at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 females will sell over the 2 days with some of the best Angus genetics available anywhere. You can attend the sale in person or be an absentee buyer, as it'll be available on both SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv. Express Ranches Big Event. More details at ExpressRanches.com.
Well, the grain futures today finished mixed. We had corn slightly higher, about 1 cent higher, December at 371.5, after making new lows for the move at 369. Soybeans, on the other hand, down 7 cents. Chicago wheat down 3 to 4 cents, and then Kansas City 3 to 5 cents higher. So relatively quiet day, given the fact that we moved so much in the last week or so. This morning we had a NOPA, the National Oilseed Producers Association report, that said that in the month of July, the U.S. crushed 168 million bushels. The estimate was 155 million, and that report came out at 11, but the beans got 1 to 2 cents cheaper following that report, so that was a little bit of a surprise. And then this morning on the export report, the beans were on the high end of the range, but the corn and wheat were right in the middle. Cotton today was up 5 at 59.62. And then outside markets, we've got quite a bit of action today. We have interest rates for the bond market making contract highs here. December bonds went all the way up to 166.04, which was up about 2 cents, which means that interest rates are extremely weak here. The 30-year bond is about the lowest it's ever been in terms of the 30-year interest rates, which impacts mortgages. And then the stock market currently is up about 100 points in the Dow at 25,561. The S&P is up 7.5 at 28.48. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you and not of your financial condition.